Where do stem cells come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Where do stem cells come from? That's a very good question. And it's a question that has a very simple answer. Where do stem cells come from? Stem cells come from the infinite. Stem cells come from the infinite cosmic reality. Stem cells always were, always will be, always are. Stem cells are like, you might say, the atoms and the subatoms and the subatoms and the quarks and the subquarks and on into the infinity of all beingness. The stem cells are a concept. Stem cells are cells, it's true, but they are a concept within the cell. Within all cells are beingness and awareness and openness and knowledgeableness, but within all cells is what could be called the stem cell. The stem cell is the universal allness that the cell is. The cell has the capacity to be anything. The cell has the capacity to be any form that it wants to, much like the atom. We can certainly conceive and believe of the atom as being into many different forms. All substance, all things that we are aware of, all the things we are conscious of, are made up of atoms. And these atoms are not themselves the deciding cause of what they are. There is another inference, there's another awareness that makes the cells of the atom, the atoms itself, be whatever they are. Now, if the atom was to be a planet, a plant, a person, whatever it is to be, it doesn't matter, because whatever the cell is to be, whatever the atom is to be, is something in a divine pattern, in a divine cause, something that is sort of beyond the awareness of our present understanding. Now, the day will come, the day is already here, where we know all things, where we know where substance comes from, where all things are. But in truth, at the moment, we are discussing the stem cell itself. Now, the stem cell is not different from any other cell, except that the stem cell has not been put into a given project. It has not been given a job to do. It has not been given a purpose. It just exists. Now, its purpose can be given at any time. Its purpose can be removed at any time. We call that death. When the purpose for which the stem cell has been brought forth and the purpose for which it is demonstrating itself. Now, the purpose for which the stem cell, all stem cells are, is to be their ideal purpose, their ideal expression of whatever it is that they are appointed to be. If they are appointed to be a nose, they're going to be the ideal nose. If they're appointed to be a plant, they'll be the ideal plant. If they're appointed to be a planet, they're the ideal planet. Whatever we can conceive of anything being. The stem cell is the originating activity there. It is the ideal concept of whatever that is. But now, that has to come from somewhere. Well, that comes out of the infinite, out of the cosmic consciousness, out of the allness, out of the isness. Those are areas that we are not too familiar with and we are not too conversant with, but they are very much there. The best way that we can become conversant with stem cells, with universal consciousness, is just to let our mind go. Just to let our thought fly with whatever imagination we have, with whatever dreams we have, with whatever concepts come into our mind, and fight them. Go ahead, fight them. Knock them back and forth. Talk to them. Oh, no, you're not that. You're this. You're that. You're the other thing. And you see, now as we fight back and forth with them, we're not fighting as the term fight oftentimes means, but we are arguing. We are arguing about them. And as we argue about them, as we discuss them, we find that whatever we discuss them into, out of, around, and in, again, is true. All of these possibilities, all of these probabilities are true. And it's just up to us how we are going to do it. Now, what is an ideal nose? That's something that would be interesting to know. An ideal nose, as our concept of it is, can smell and can do other things of that nature. Now, is the nose, the ideal nose, that? Or is the ideal nose that which is smelled, that which is breathed, that which is there? Now, that places it in a little different concept. Then we take that into its ideal form even more. It is that which is, and that which is not, and that which can be, and that which, well, it being. Now here comes the point. When stem cells cease to be quasi-sense cells, and they become differentiated, they become made into some particular thing, then, at that point, the stem cells are taking on other attitudes than their original purity. Then they take on what you and I, or what anyone, thinks about them. And what do we think the stem cell does as a nose? You think it breathes. I think it smells. Someone else thinks it's an appearance on our face. Someone else thinks something else. There are some animals, there are some creatures who are basically all nose, and they live under the ground, and their nose goes through the ground like a burrowing tunnel, and they are all nose. Well, now, that nose that they have is for a totally different purpose, not totally different, but it's for an extended purpose from what we use our nose for. It's a unique additional purpose. Now, what is the ideal nose? What is the ideal for which the stem cell is formed to carry out? Well, if we would like to have an ideal body, then we just say, I live in my ideal body. And then we let it go. And then we live in our ideal body. But the moment we start getting in there and saying our ideal body is whole and perfect, when we start saying our ideal body is this long or that short or this fat or this thin, when we say our ideal body has these nerve endings in it that allow it to do this, that, and the other thing, then we are delineating the ideal body and we are limiting it because we haven't begun to be aware of the possibilities of the ideal body. We haven't begun to be aware of what the possibilities are of the stem cells. And until we are aware of what the stem cells are and where they came from, then we will not be able to use them to their highest and greatest best. We can use the stem cells to their highest and greatest best, even without knowing where they came from. They came out of the infinite. They came out of the allness. The allness! They came out of the nothingness. My goodness. And in all of this coming out of, what are they doing? Are they being something beautiful, something significant, something remarkable? Or are they just being themselves and having fun? Are you being yourself and having fun? Are you looking at the world and seeing it for all that it is? Or are you looking at the world and only seeing the world in whatever infinite reflection you see in the present? Because the now is truly what the stem cell is. And the stem cell came out of the now and lives in the now and ends in the now and has the now only as its expression. And when it has another moment, if you can say that, and you can't, of expression, then that'll be the now then, or the now then before, then after, then whenever. We can only think in the now now. And out of the infinite nothingness came the stem cell. As a concept, as an idea, as an expression, as an ideal. And you and I have the opportunity to take this ideal concept and make it ours and have quite an experience with it. It's up to us what we want to do. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Well, that remains to be seen. So today, let's recognize that where the stem cells came from is out of the allness. And where they are now with us, in us, is in the allness right now. We are the absolute allness right now. The stem cell is coming out of us right now, and it's in us right now, and it's through us right now. And there is no other time but now. And there is no other place but here. And the stem cell is the allness of the now. Now you say, well, that really doesn't help us very much. Well, it helps us from the point of view that if we really want to know where the stem cell came from, like the allness, we have to have a fabulous imagination. If we really want to know where the stem cell is going, we really have to have a fabulous imagination. Because the stem cell is a concept. Oh, it's an actual fact too, but it's a concept. And it's a concept that reveals itself according to the way that I conceive of it to be. And so this day I conceive of the stem cell to be the allness, the isness. I conceive of the stem cell existing as the allness, the isness, in its ideal form right now, in and through me, in and through every aspect of my world, every aspect of my being, and it is kind of exciting. But the story, the journey, had just begun. And we'll talk more about it. But think about the stem cell and realize that the atom is a stem cell. And every organ, action, function of our body is a stem cell. And sometimes we have told the stem cell not to be a stem cell. We have told it to be a particularized cell. And therein is the rub. Therein comes the problem. Therein comes the limitation of what the stem cell is, can do in me. And we don't want to limit anything. We let it go. And let the divine pattern be, and let it be revealed in and through us now, in every beautiful, fabulous, magnificent way. Have a lovely day while you think about the stem cells too, because they're lots of fun. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.